Joining us now in our studios is the new board chair of NAFRS, Ann Haddad.
Good morning,
Ann. Thank you so much for coming in.
Morning.
And also Glenn Caster, the, I want to say old, I'll say former board chair of NAFRS.
Old and
you're,
former.
You're young as ever, Glenn. Thank you both for coming in today. Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, let's talk about it. You had a meeting the other day. Well, let's start off with a budget. It's 2018, but it's not too soon to be planning for 2019 because there's going to be a lot of changes coming up. You talked about the budget. Let's find out what's going to be different this year.
Sure, and we, we're required to pass the budget every year in advance. So in our next meeting, we'll be passing that budget. We reviewed it at our last meeting, and Glenn is actually a member of the Finance Committee, which helped prepare it and vet it, so I'll let him give you details.
Let me ask you first, what is your fiscal year? Is it the calendar year?
It's the calendar year.
It is the calendar year. Yep. Okay, well, give us some details.
Yeah, so the schedule for the budget, as Ann said, we usually pass it in June or July, and this gives the parties, the JPA parties, time to incorporate it into their budgets by December. We're going to have a bit of a jump this year. Our budget for the last 3 years has been $525,000 for operations. And generally, we've come in under budget each year. This next several years, we'll see the first installment of the payment for the building. So that's going to add about $300,000 to our budget.
How long will that the bonding go on?
20 years.
20 years, okay. So that's the last we'll see of those $500,000 budgets for a long time.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So we'll probably sit right around $800,000 for a budget for 2019 and 2020.
Now, with the facility of this overhaul, other than the debt that you'll have to pay on, will there be any other, like, operating costs that, is there going to be more space, more this, more that, the other thing? Are the operating costs going to be somewhat similar?
They should be lower for a couple of reasons. We're replacing all of the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning equipment, which stretches back to 1971 when the building was originally built.
The new stuff's more efficient.
Yeah, a lot more efficient. So okay. Our operating costs should be smaller there. And then we've been spending somewhere probably $6,000 to $8,000 a year on maintenance of this old equipment. That should drop away, you know, for at least the next 10, 15 years.
All right. Anything else noteworthy about the 2019 budget?
Nope.
Okay, let's move on to cost allocations. There have been some changes in the cost allocations. We talked a little bit about that last time, but refresh our memory. How did this come about, and what are the changes being made?
So we're required as an organization to review the cost allocations every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that as part of our due diligence work. And over the course of almost a year, I would say, it began July last year, groups, members of the committee started looking at it, and then it was charged with a finance committee to really review and create a recommendation, which they presented to the board unanimously at the meeting before this one and was approved at the last meeting. And again, Glenn is the finance committee member, so I'm going to turn it to him to discuss.
Yeah, so what we have a formula we use each year.
Uh-huh.
So we drop the numbers in. What comes out is what each of the parties pays.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed that formula a little bit. So prior to this, we didn't use fire calls in the formula, for example. We used a population and estimated market value of the area being protected. So what the changes have been, we still use population. We now include a 3-year average of fire calls, and we include building structures, but not the land itself in our calculation. So that has a really fairly small effect. So, for example, Northfield, which this year is paying about 71.5%, will move up, we think, to around 75% The rural fire district, which is just under 23%, will move to somewhere between 19 and 20%. Dundas drops a little bit. So it's very, very close to the same percentage as we have right now.
The fire calls, are those, who pays for those? Does the city and the, does each entity pay for the fire calls? Because I was under the impression that, like, if I call the fire department, I got to pay, or my insurance company has to pay. Is that not correct? Who does pay for a call?
No. So our operating budget, the $525,000 operating budget, that pays for the firemen to show up at your house when it's on fire.
It hasn't happened so far, and hopefully it never will happen.
Knock on
so,
wood.
Yeah, so you don't receive a bill from us.
Oh, okay, good.
And I had a grass fire at my place. I don't expect a bill.
There you go, starting something again. Yes. Yeah, okay. But, okay, so that's good to know. Go ahead.
Oh, I want to take a step back on the budget. You asked if there was anything else, mm-hmm. and I quickly said no. We are buying a new fire truck next year, so that's a one-time expenditure, but it's a $600,000 expenditure, and that replaces the city pumper that was purchased in 1987.
And what? Where will that money come from? Is that a general budget item? Is that tied in with a bonding, or that's?
It's not tied in with the bonding. It's a capital item, but the three partners pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Is there private fundraising involved with that?
No.
Do you have? Okay, you do have that for some of the vehicles, though, don't you?
Just for the heavy rescue.
Okay,
for the rescue squad.
All right,
which is a volunteer organization.
All right.
And we plan out our capital expenditures over the course of a decade or more, so we know what we intend to replace when, and we balance that based on anticipated use of vehicle as well as actual state of the vehicle to understand, do we replace, you know, a year earlier or a year later. So we're anticipating those, and that is going to be further discussed, I believe, at the August meeting. Is that right? Or July, capital budget. Sorry.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Ann Haddad and Glenn Castor with Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. Let's talk about the construction project. Everything's looks like it's ready to go. Are we just waiting for the crews to show up and start working on it now?
I believe the pre-construction meeting is in this week or next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where we'll, you know, figure out all the details. So right now we're making estimates as to when things will begin and when things will end. But we're really excited to be at this point of our process.
I would imagine so. It's been a long, long process. The construction company, do you work on their time? Do you work on our time? Do you say, hey, we want you to start this next Tuesday? Do they have to get, is their schedule prepared to work as soon as they're available?
Well, they're starting to work, I think it's next week, on getting the asbestos out of the building.
Okay.
So that's the first thing that has to happen before any other construction workers are in the building, and that'll take a week to 2 weeks.
Does the building have to be totally evacuated during that time?
Or? No.
Okay.
No. And we've been cleaning everything out of the basement, you know, old file cabinets and desks and things left over from when the police were there and so forth. So that's all happening. If you drive by, you'll notice a Taylor Trucking trailer out in the back. That's
all
thing,
the
things
fun
are going
stuff
into there, and there's a big dumpster there.
Did you find anything interesting during that search? Or?
Not that I know.
Not that they've told you about.
Although we have come up with some old scrapbooks we didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Which are interesting.
Well, interesting. I was just thinking of the Historical Society, actually.
Yeah.
Some things
we've talked with them.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll find some good stuff there. Let's move on. The McGrath Report, that was up for part of the work session review. And the next steps, how did that go?
So you may remember that a few months ago we had a consultant kind of walk through with us what next.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a final report that she presented based on our discussion, was presented at the last board meeting. And so, you know, what we identified is there's a lot of issues that are related to board governance that really are just not defined who does what.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll remember that the NAFRS board was established in 2014, so that's not unusual that, you know, 2018, you're still kind of in growing pains, especially I'm the second board chair. Mm. And so we're in a process now of trying to understand what is that work to do. And so one of the things that we'll be doing in a future meeting is setting up a Eisenhower chart, which was a really great tool in World War II on how to determine what to do next.
Okay.
And now we're using it
All right.
to determine what is the priority of different things that the board needs to do and who's going to do them. So we're identifying what is immediate and what is a priority based on different activities. So part of that is the work of the board. The other piece is we're in a position right now, and this is you know, really just based on the amount of work that we're trying to push through the process, where we need some help. And so we're going to be thinking about, and not agreeing to, but the board has kind of authorized the personnel committee to come up with an RFP for a short-term temporary contract project manager, essentially to help Char, who's our administrative person, and volunteers on the board, get a lot of this work done. And so over the course of the, I think, next month or two, we'll be identifying exactly what those needs are. The board will be vetting it and then hopefully hiring a contract person sometime midsummer.
All right. When does the application, is that something people would apply
no.
for, or is it something you seek out, a
yeah.
professional service you hire?
Yeah. So I think our, you know, our intention between the behind this is to really identify what are the duties. And then we're going to be going through an RFP, which, you know, allows us to let someone who wants to apply know exactly what those tasks are. But, you know, we're not going to have a full posting process. My sense is that this will be something that we're, you know, we're looking for recommendations and word of mouth to push out. I mean, our intention, of course, is to choose someone who you know, has experience of working with the city or working with the municipal entity, and understands how to think strategically and analytically and knows how to write well and can make, you know, expedite work that needs to happen. But a lot of this is, you know, filing and managing systems, you know, and so we're just, I guess it would be a little presumptuous to say exactly what that full process would be, but
okay.
that's where we're at.
All right. Well, that leaves us something to talk about next month or in future meetings at some point, I guess. All right. Wonderful. Anything else going on with Northfield Area Fire and Rescue NAFRS that we can talk about?
No, everything's right. moving along smoothly.
Wonderful. All right. Well, maybe next time we have you in, we'll be looking at some actual construction in the process.
I think so.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it. You guys have a good week, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Okay, mm-hmm. thank you.
That is Board Chair Ann Haddad and former Chair and Board Member Glenn Caster from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. It's coming up on 9 o'clock. Jeff getting out of here. Hope you all have a very good day. Stay tuned. The Wayne Eddy Affair is coming up next. Wayne's on 9 to 11 o'clock today.